People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's recap a few things. Talking about charter school. It was politely said that the children generate the income. Politely said. Okay, all right. You never know who out there, you know, taking notes. You understand? Politely, it was said that the children are the income, which is true, but that's in all public schools. With, anyway, I don't want to go into defining. Thank you very much. You know, wash the glass. Took the chicken grease off of it. Right. Now, because I want to throw an easy answer at you and a not so easy answer back at you because it fits into what we're doing. If it puts money in your pocket, is it an asset or a liability?
Asset.
That is correct. That is the difference between assets and liabilities. I need you all to know this, okay? Mm-hmm. You will not be able to handle the rest of this class or conference, at least not today, if you don't know money going in, it's good.
Yes.
Money going out, bad. Right? It's the fundamental basics of don't lose my money.
Period.
Let us not lose my money. If children do not enroll during enrollment, mm-hmm. is this good or bad? If the children are in a private school and their tuition is already paid,
it's good because you don't have the cost of them. You've already got their tuition.
Paid up front.
Outstanding. So it doesn't matter. It's a moot conversation. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your donation. I'll keep teach you who wants to be here.
That's it. There you go.
If college, you do not show up for class.
You just don't show up.
But I've already received your money.
Thank you for your donation.
And your FAFSA has been reported.
They already got
it. Your loan checks have cleared.
Hello.
Does the school care about you not in attendance?
No.
Nope.
No. So now, so why do prestigious schools have attendance policies?
I want to teach.
If it's not, this is catch this. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. So ahead. If my thought on that is. Sure, you've got the money from the tuition for that year, right? But it's going to affect your
audio.
Oh, can they hear me?
Okay.
I say it's going to affect your long term, right? Your reputation. So I can't charge you as much for tuition each year because when you research my school, nobody's showing up. So obviously I'm doing something wrong. So I can't charge a premium because parents aren't going to want to put their children in my school anymore. So sure, I get that money up front. But long term, I'm not going to have that money coming in because everyone thinks my program's terrible.
That was the correct answer. I thought it was going to take y'all. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to take y'all a while to get there. Protecting the product is basically, if you want to sum that up, that's what he's talking about. If the school gets paid from students, and the students must be there at a certain time. To get paid, mm-hmm. are the students the asset of the school?
Yes.
That's our money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. That's a signature right there.
There you go.
That now, is what it is.
If the students are the assets of the school, and the students are not showing up on time, mm-hmm. whose fault is it?
Mm-hmm. It's the fault.
Okay, in the kitchen, Yvette says, she's right, but. Yeah. Now, we know who's going to get the blame. Whoever's in charge will get the blame, right?
They'll be the blame. Yeah.
And the weakest member on the board, they're going to get the blame,
yep.
right? This is politics. But I'm not asking you who's going to get the blame. I got you. Who's going to get the blame? I'm asking you whose fault is it? But go ahead with your question first.
Now, when you were speaking on this, it's really debatable because I feel like, of course, leaders and much more, but also at home, sure. it's like a two-way street. And then on top of that, teachers can only do so much. But at the same time,
we still get blamed though.
Yeah, but at the same time, teachers I know of also play the parenting role.
That's what we do.
All right.
So,
I thought it would be 30 minutes before y'all went there. maybe the Popeyes fried chicken
sparked up the
mind moving well. Maybe.
That's
right.
And the wine.
My goal is to teach you how to create products for your own companies, create business systems around it. That's my goal. But I wanted to show you that your customer has no say in the process. And I couldn't just come out and say that because you wouldn't believe me. Nor would your religious background allowed you to hear me without saying that. So let's go back to his answer. We gotta go back to both answers. I got both answers faster than what I thought I was gonna get. Protect the product, because it was a lot faster than what I thought was gonna happen. And no, customer's always wrong. Okay, now check it out. Yes, he had a fair argument. It was 1,000% true. But to your money, it was wrong. I need y'all to get this. His argument was valid. It was the fantastic average middle class person argument. I'll explain. We're in Houston, Texas. And Houston, Texas, for whatever reason, is intentionally cutting off the grid in this area. Hmm. That means the power is going out. Because somebody didn't do math right.
Uh-oh.
Some engineers got greedy and built too many homes.
Yes.
And now they got to do rolling blackouts.
Wow.
To stabilize the system.
Now I believe that.
That's about right.
That's why they do that. Mm-hmm. I never knew why.
They take certain sections.
I didn't know why either. I just know money, and that's why. I can guarantee you that's why. Like, I'm not. He may be able to explain it better than me from an engineering perspective. But from a cost perspective, I can tell you for sure that if they don't roll the blackouts, it will cost them far more money. By far, you're talking about 190% more money to wow. keep it than to let it out. They're picking between income and customer service. And if the best option for you is income than customer service, it means a couple of things. It means you have a product that will have a choice to get. Number one. It also means when you weigh your options, your customer service didn't matter to you. You was about to lose so much money, this made sense.
Wow.
It's just that simple. Like, it's just, money works the same way all day, every day, since the Old Testament to now. Money has never stopped working the way it works.
That's right.
First dude to build the wheel made all the money and was running the caveman.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it was. Whoever invented the toothbrush,
killed it.
I'm telling you, right? That's just the way it's just the way it works. So let's protect the product. Fantastic. And no, okay.
I like that.
Because he's right. But here's it. Here's what that means. Vastine's in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Oh my God, the city really needs to do something about this. This is just too much. I have an idea. They should widen the lanes, or they should do this. They know better. And he would be right in everything he said. He would be wrong in the same way you were accidentally wrong, because he would be not thinking like the wealthy. The middle class, you think middle class leap. I'll explain. If it's somebody, I think, I don't know if it was Yvette or Vastine, one of them was saying something, and I kept saying cha-ching in my head, but I wasn't talking. Y'all was talking. I didn't want to be rude, and I didn't want to have people talking over each other. But I kept counting how much money somebody is making, and I really, really need to go get with them. And I want to say it was, I mentioned it towards the end. Man, I need to do something. Anyway, I can't remember right now. Because if I'm controlling it, I'm benefiting from it. Mm-hmm. Case in point, stupid traffic. Okay, yeah, to you, because you're not benefiting from it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if traffic was paying you per car, it wouldn't be stupid no more. If you were getting paid per car, stupid subway. Okay, but if you were getting paid per passenger, you would never have a long ride on the subway.
You're blissful.
Right? You would literally look and go, look at all these people paying me.
Hello.
Keep looking at all these people.
Again.
Get it?
Matter of fact, make a round trip.
Toll road.
Look at all these people paying me. All these people. Toll road. Stupid. Yeah.
I was just about to get to that.
That's what you just said. Toll road been
rush,
paid off.
Rush hour, they were like, oh, well, we can't wait to
the toll roads in Texas. Since the 80s. Toll roads in Houston, I don't say Texas, so they paid off since the 80s.
And
don't forget, they keep going up on the price, though, as if concrete uses gas.
Right. And not even that. Think about
it. Oh, you did? Okay, wait.
Not even that. Think about the easy pass. First, you have to pay for the tag when you first get it.
Yeah, to activate it.
Yeah, you have to activate it. Then you have to put money on it.
Yes, you do.
And then they don't even ask you.
They don't take it.
However much you put on it in the beginning, they'll just automatically renew it for you.
All right.
And they're real smart about that, because like most of them, like I caught it, I catch it right before. There's a minimum amount, and if you miss it, it automatically deducts like 40 or 50. You know, dollars, depending on how they got it set up. But most people are not going to care about it. They're just going to keep running.
Yes.
So it's like automatic 40, 40, 40, 40, 40.
Okay. So I got a lot to say about the easy tag. Because it's brilliant. Okay. It's a SaaS for one.
Yes.
Tell them what SaaS is.
Software as a service.
Okay. Now, while this isn't technically software, it is. Every time your account goes below $10, they debit you $40.
Right.
They
sure do.
Yeah. You know how I know?
It happened to you?
Because I got a whole lot of money in the Easy Tag system. They appreciated me from 2008 to 2012.
They loved me.
They loved me.
That's how I know.
Yes.
Brilliant plan, because I justified, I don't care how much my account get debited, I'm not sitting in this traffic
right
at all.
I need to go.
I need you to get that I was willing to pay whatever it took to get out this traffic, and I didn't care. I thought I was robbing the system. I thought I was beating the system.
It's beating you.
Stupid little car. Right? Yeah, I just knew that I was beating the system. But this is when you have a customer that is so sleep, they throwing you money and have no idea you're their target. Like, that's your target. Thank you for throwing me this money the way you're throwing this to me. Okay. This is the kind of customers that I will have. They don't throw me money. They throw me attention, though, which is greater than money in my field. These are the people who will never buy from me. but they feel so guilty that they comment just to let me know they're there. They have no idea that they are helping the algorithm push me to the top.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
They're never going to, I always say this, don't worry about who buying from you. They're never going to buy from you. Mm-mm. They don't need to buy from you. They are social media interns for me. See if y'all got that.
I did.
They might as well be on my payroll.
Might as well.
But they doing it for free. So go ahead and keep doing it. Since you wanted to do it for free,
I'm
not going to correct you.
Keep going.
Go ahead, keep the party going.
Really?
You understand? It's like some, it's like a good Vaseline vacation. You understand? Out there in Tanzania. Tanzania. He's been Tanzania. He's been everywhere. He is.
He
is the most fantastic person in the network. No offense to y'all. He just is. He is. He is most excellente. And he has hosted us in this event. Look, can we put our hands together? He's just such a And him and his wife are rich. And if you need a loan, no, I'm just Just joking. All right. They say they ain't got here by
people are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Not giving out loans.
That's, right.
That's what they do.
And they'll keep doing it.
You should know that protect your product. And
No.
Because we want to blame customers or put the responsibility on the customers.
Mm-hmm.
No. The parents are the customers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're right.
The students are the products.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The students are not the customers. You get paid for the students.
I know that's right.
They're the product.
That's right.
Oh, who should you be marketing to?
Parents.
Exactly. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
The parents are the customers. The students are the products. You should shift your whole marketing scheme.
That's right.
That is a perfect segue to what I want to do now.